back into our comment line number 053-914-52212. Thomas has sent in a comment, which I'll read as I have it. It's Thomas's view, it's not my view, it's not the view of the radio station, but he has taken time. Astronomers have just found an absolute monster of a galaxy lurking some 3 billion light years away. I'm joined by David Moore from Astrology Ireland. Good morning to you, David. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Right, is tonight the night where we've got to go looking for this? What's happening?
Well, tonight we're running a moon watch in Dublin, and on Monday night we have a public lecture online for everybody in the country. But the big buzz on the planet at the moment is this new, most distant, oldest ever seen galaxy that has just been announced, in which they hope to point the new James Webb Space Telescope at to figure out what is going on, because it's 10 times bigger than it should be.
Right. What is it?
Well, first of all, we know it's a galaxy, and extremely bright at the very start of the universe. So the universe, 13.8 billion years old since the Big Bang, and this thing is 13.5 billion years, light years away, which means we're seeing it about 0.3 billion years after the Big Bang. And we did not think that galaxies should be this bright that early based on the computer simulations we have of what the early universe would like. So why is it 10 times brighter? We wouldn't have seen it had it not been this bright. And two answers are either there's a lot more giant stars in the early universe than we thought there should be, or there's a supermassive black hole, maybe 100 million times bigger than the sun, at the center of this galaxy. And we didn't think they should form this early on in the universe. So having powerful telescopes is actually like having a time machine, because you can see what was happening in the early universe if the object is very, very far away. The only problem is they're very faint when they're that far away, and it requires the ultimate technology that the human race has to actually glimpse these things, let alone see in detail what's really going on. So there'll be a lot of scientists scratching their head, wondering, is it a black hole? Is it a lot of giant star formation? And why are both of these things that shouldn't be happening 0.3 billion years after the universe began happening?
Have you any idea as to why they're happening?
Well, my job is to report on these things for Astronomy Island magazine, so I leave that to the experts. But it has to be one of those two things. Maybe there's a third exotic explanation, but it'll be fascinating to find out what they think. And the great news is this happened just months before the James Webb Space Telescope. I mean, a $10 billion telescope comes online, and you have to apply for time to use the telescope. There's a big queue, and I can see this particular object jumping the queue, because it can see, it's designed to see this far back in time and in space. I mean, the Hubble Space Telescope can't do this, not just because it's not as big, but because its instruments aren't tuned to what we call the red shift. What that means is, if you hear an ambulance going past you, the pitch, when it's coming towards you, is high. When it goes past you, it drops, because the sound waves are compressed coming towards you and stretched going away from you. That changes the tone. And the same thing happens with light on astronomical scales, that the light of these stars is actually not even blue, it's ultraviolet. We can't even see it. But it's been shifted all the way through the visible spectrum, down beyond the red, and into the infrared. So if you want to study the early universe with a giant telescope out in space, you actually put infrared cameras onto it to help you see back in time. And that's what James Webb does. And so it's custom designed almost to study this HD1 galaxy that's just been found. Right. So about a year's time, ask me the question again, and hopefully we'll have a more accurate answer for you.
Now you're giving me the political answer. You're sitting on the fence with me today. David, talk to me about Yuichi Harakane. Is it the astronomer at the University of Tokyo? He's the guy who discovered it.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, it's a whole team of astronomers. There has to be a leader. These days, very rare that one scientist does a whole project like this. And they use giant telescopes like the Subaru telescope. And one island's involved with, we have a share in it. We're members of the European Southern Observatory. And it's a big, actually, sort of radio telescope or to the microwave end, which is the next bit after infrared astronomy. And it's called ALMA, the Atacama Large, the micro something array. And it's a whole suite of, look, they look like giant satellite dishes on a big plane up in the Atacama Desert in Chile, where it's very dry. And so water vapor tends to absorb a lot of this particular radiation that you want to study. So we can study it well. It's big. It's in the right location. It's the best eye that we have on the sky this way. And it would see even better than normal telescopes would. ever seen.
E.V. Loeb, who's an astronomer at the Center for Astrophysics and co-author of the MNRA study, said HD1 represent a giant baby in the delivery room of the early universe. That's a very interesting comparison, isn't it?
It is, and that's exactly what's happening. So imagine the Big Bang. It's this massive, it looks like an explosion, but really it's space and time stretching. And to all intents and purposes, it looks like an explosion. It's extremely hot for the first few thousand years, in fact. And it doesn't cool down for nearly 500,000 years. It's so hot that it's hotter than a welding torch. So as matter can't exist as we know it, it's all what's called plasma. But eventually the plasma cools down and the first atoms are able to form, and they make the first gas clouds. Now the whole universe was very compact back then, and so it was very dense. So you would expect to have very dense gas clouds. They fall together under gravity, but this dark matter stuff that we don't even know what it is, interfering with all the gravity that's going on in the whole soup, and you form huge clouds of gas that form the first stars that convert mostly hydrogen and helium that was made in the Big Bang into bigger atoms, the stuff you and I are based on, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, those kind of atoms. And then these giant stars, they're maybe 100 times the mass of the sun, they burn fiercely bright, a million times brighter, and they die very young. They're like rock stars. They live fast and die young. And they pepper these gas clouds with bigger atoms. And of course, they run out of material to do this as the universe gets bigger and bigger as the millions of years tick by. So 300 million years out, you've got lots of galaxies, which are giant cities of stars, giant stars in the early universe, all swirling around and doing, we don't really know what. We can simulate what we think happened. But that's what they do. And now we can actually see what really happened, and the two don't match.
Love your enthusiasm. You talked about events taking place tonight, so by way of conclusion, remind us of these again, please.
Yeah, well, go to our website, astronomy.ie. You'll find details of a public annual moon watch that's running tonight at 8 o'clock. Looks like it's going to be clear. The most powerful telescope in the country looking at the moon, you'll see incredible detail. And then if you're interested in sort of cosmology stuff, the theory of relativity and Einstein, he predicted gravitational waves in the early 20th century, but it took till the 21st century to actually detect them. So when black holes collide on the far side of the universe, we can now pick that up, and it tells us a lot about how the early universe also formed. And Andy Briggs from Spain, who's a brilliant lecturer and does incredible graphics to illustrate his talks, is giving us a talk about these gravitational waves that won a Nobel Prize a few years ago for the scientists involved. But it's aimed at kids and families, so it won't be very technical. So if you want to know more about how the universe formed and how you got here, 7 o'clock Monday on Zoom, go to astronomy.ie and book your ticket now.
Good to talk to you. Thanks for taking our call, David. That was David Moore, Astrology Ireland there, giving us some background information to the absolute monster of a galaxy lurking some 3 billion light years away that has just recently been discovered. We're going to take a short commercial break. We're going to go into the world of sport with Nathan Murphy.